commentator Seamus Close listening to this. There is a frustration, Seamus, being articulated by the public this morning.
Yes, I think it's a frustration all round. Some of us, I know, have been alluding to the dysfunctionality of the executive over a protracted period of time. I think the whole issue over welfare reform, in many respects, it's been used as an excuse. Now, there's a certain legitimacy in the difficulties that it's creating, but I think it's been used as an excuse by those who would like to see change and don't rule out the possibility of having the hiatus, the pause, where the government then steps in, deals with welfare reform, they have an election and everybody comes back and goes back to their bad old ways. But
so hold on a moment. So what you mean there, Seamus, is direct rule would allow welfare reform to be implemented and then we go to devolution again. Is that what you're saying?
That is what I'm saying, yes. Now, maybe I'm too cynical. Maybe I've been in the
You think that would be a DUP strategy, do you?
I think that could well be part of it, because when you look at where the pressures and what they're concentrating on at the moment, they're everything they relate back to welfare reform. And they're using it as an excuse. As I said, it is also partially a reason. There is a certain degree of legitimacy in it. But if you get that out of the way and throw in a few other little things that have been creating problems over this past 12, 18 months during the course of that direct rule, then they could come back and pretend that everything's sorted out. We didn't do anything wrong, and look how good we are progressing. In saying that, that is not to rule out that there are real difficulties there. I mean, this abuse, for example, yesterday of the petition of concern, I mean, that is an absolute denial of democracy. It's contempt for the electorate. And there are statements, there have been things that have been done by ministers, and those ministers would not survive in any other democracy in Western Europe, but yet they are still there. You've already alluded to the fact of ignoring a letter from the Lord Chief Justice. I mean, that's appalling. That's absolutely appalling. And the fact that
But there are no consequences for them.
That's
Seamus.
The problem. There are no consequences for them, and they know that. And they know that they can...
Gregory Campbell said it this morning. We'll all just vote again and the same next time.
And probably who'll get squeezed? It'll not be the big parties that'll get squeezed. It's not Sinn Féin or the DUP.
But that's the democratic mandate that the people of this country listening to this, calling this programme, listening elsewhere, want. That's called democracy. You can't blame the DUP and Sinn Féin for being popular with their voters.
Well, I'm not blaming them for being popular. I blame the politicians for not demonstrating the maturity over this past, 16 years since we've had the Good Friday Agreement, to allow it to evolve, as was in our original minds. I mean, the original agreement was set and was agreed at that particular point in time in 1998 to get over the problems that were there and what we had to deal with at that point in time. But it was anticipated that there would be a larger degree of maturity across the parties and through the politicians that would have enabled the agreement to evolve and to represent truer and fairer democracy. That has not happened. We still resort to the tribal politics. We still have senior politicians. And Jonathan Powell, for example, the Tony Blair's aide to Congress, he just there the other day was referring to that the peace process was still fragile. What a load of nonsense. It's not the peace process. And we still are inclined to hanker back and say, but if we don't get this sorted out, there might be a return to violence. I reject that. But the politicians are hiding behind this old thing about the peace process and ignoring the political process.
What if the DUP is right? What if the consequences of us not accepting welfare reform is £1,000 million? You know, a senior politician was talking to this programme about this the other day off air and was saying that you would be back to Korea-type standards.
Well, I mean, 10% out of the block grant is not sustainable. I mean, we already see the pressures that exist, for example, in the health service. They're asking for more money. But if you take, you know, £1 billion out of the block grant, it does become unworkable for the standard of living to which we've all become accustomed.
So what would you do if you were the DUP?
Well, with regard to welfare reform, I think that there needs to be more. You see, we're talking about these figures of penalties, but no one has dug down into exactly where do those figures come from. Is, for example, The 86 million that they say we're going to lose in the next monitoring round, is that money that has already been spent within this economy by those that are on different benefits, or is it an arbitrary figure that is struck by the Treasury? I don't know the answer to that. I'm getting different answers. How come that in the monitoring round of December last year, coming into January of this year, there was 15 million was set aside, but suddenly that's becoming 87? There's a lot more questions need to be asked to get to the truth and the fundamentals about this welfare reform, a system which I have to say is not working in the rest of the United Kingdom.
Robinson says the following. He points out to us in this article, Belfast Telegraph, Northern Ireland's provided with a block grant amounting to about 10 billion each year. Right? Now, we know that. And he says that he talks about Nick Clegg, the Deputy Prime Minister, of course, saying that the present annual UK cost is £1 billion. This is for the computer systems to run welfare payments. Okay? And he says, we need to be mindful that these costs are annual running and penalty costs. They do not include the cost of procuring and developing our own IT system. As the Department of Work and Pension system we would be inheriting without charge is over 20 years old and at the end of its life, DSD, having consultation with DWP, informed the executive that this would cost in the region of £1.6 billion, so £160 million per year for over a 10-year period. Now, Roberts must be banging the table at you this morning saying he is spelling out these figures.
But they're not drilling down into what the causes of the 87 million that I go back to of penalties. And I am asking the question, is this money that has already been spent within Northern Ireland on, for example, disability living allowance or whatever benefit currently being claimed by those in need in Northern Ireland? Whenever you go on and talk about computer systems, it has to be remembered that there's been, I think it's been 40 million has already been spent on computers over in England, and they are not functioning. They're not delivering welfare reform as was intended.
Here's another question, Seamus. You know, that caller was on earlier. You know, there's no doubt that Robinson and McGuinness are two intelligent men. Whether you like their politics or not, you know, they're articulate, intelligent, thinking men. They are, right?
Yes.
So that's the reality of the situation. Now, how come all of this stuff is spilling into the media? I understand the political fighting that there will be from the people under them, but how come they haven't been able to get into a room, the two of them together, and at least try to come up with some compromise around this?
Well, you see, that's where my cynical mind turns around and says, does it suit them? Does it suit them to go into a situation or a position of direct rule for a period of time in which those issues, and there are many, upon which they cannot agree, maybe sorted out by, I'll call him Big Brother, namely the government or the governments, whichever perspective you want to put on it. They're sorted out and then they come back and say, right, on we go.
Well, that's an interesting analysis. So you think direct rule could be coming here quite soon. Seamus,